the populace, you know, we got the right to vote, and that was from the age of 21. Prior to that, no women could vote, and a black man could vote only if he has land and earn £100 a year. You know, and that was, you know, the wages then was like around £6, £7, £8, £9 a month, you know. So that excluded a whole lot of the population. It wasn't until 1954 that we got adult suffrage. And then that was when we had the first municipal elections for all the different municipalities in Belize. And my father, who had been a union organizer, but the union and the political parties, you know, they had a pretty strong association, mainly because the union was in existence before the political parties. The union, the political parties came into being 1950. And that was when the British devalued the dollar of Belize. Up to that time, Belizeans were almost complacent being under the British. But we were already in a very dire state of poverty. And when they devalued our dollar, you know, I mean, you wake up one morning and your dollar is only 50 cents. So the people began to rebel. The first political party was formed in Belize and joined along with the union. And it was so that my father became both involved in politics and so on. And I was a little boy. I was, back in those days, I was like 10, 12 years old. And my father used to drag me to this little lumber camp where he goes and organized the union workers, you know. And many times we got our ass chased out of there, man. He says, come on, boy, let's go. You know, we were out of there. But gradually the message, you know, got around. And Monkey River, we have never had we are a Creole, because the other ethnic group in Monkey River in Belize is Creole. So Monkey River is a Creole town. And Placencia also is a little bit different from Monkey River, because Placencia is made up of expirates who came by and stay there, you know. As a matter of fact, the saying says that Belize was discovered by pirates and they never left. Yeah. Still there. And I could believe that too. But Placencia is a cool place. I mean, when you go to Belize, that is one of the places that you guys will find so much pleasure in hanging out. Because it is so free. And some of the most beautiful beaches in Belize is right there in Placencia. So in 1991, the people from Monkey River wrote to me, my friends down there, and they told me that some people had bought large tracts of land along the river. And they say, if I did not get down there and try and do something, these guys are going to destroy all the wildlife along Monkey River. And this is an area where you're going in a boat and you'll see iguanas, turtles, you know, crocs, howlers, maybe a tapir, all kinds of wild animals up this river. And when I went there, I mean, these guys, they already had a huge tract of land cut down right down to the river's edge. And not only were they destroying the wildlife, but they were also destroying the ecology, the environment, you know, and the whole movement of the river. By blocking up the river, you're blocking up the sand that was coming down to the river that we need to stop the village from eroding. And I went down there, and I had applied for a grant, and I didn't get it. So I said, to hell with it, I'm going to try and do it anyway. You know, so I went down there with my own resources, and I began to work along with this community. And I had written to the government and did all kind of lobbying I could to get them to preserve for me, for the community, like a half mile corridor along the river. And they're saying, well, we don't have the money to acquire the land. So the only way we could preserve something if we had the money to acquire the land. And I am telling them, there was a law that was passed 10 years earlier in 1981, I believe, that is called the Land Utilization Act. And under that Land Utilization Act, if the government would declare an area a special development area, then that area could zone, could use the zoning, could use zoning. Mm. And that means we could take this piece of land and we could zone it into nature reserve, we could zone it into agriculture, into tourism, into fisheries, into a marine buffer zone. And all this, you know, and they saw the wisdom in what I was saying, but they still were kind of slow and moving, because the thing was, why do we want development and we don't want, you know, we don't want to preserve. And Belize at the time was not looking at tourism as a possible, you know, today tourism is our largest foreign exchange earner. And but they weren't looking at it back then in that way. So one night I was out on the beach, because Monk River is right at our village, Monk River Village, is right at the mouth of Monk River where the river and the sea meet. So you can jump in this water here and it's fresh, and you swim out there into the sea and the salt water, and you can swim for a mile out there and the water is like about your waist. Beautiful water, sand at the bottom and all this, you know. But in the river along the, between the two sides of the river is deep, and all kinds of fish, because the fish are continuously coming and going up into the river. And I would go there in the night, and lots of people would go there and sit down and fish, you know. Sometimes you don't catch anything, and I was determined, because I needed a fish for the morning to eat. You know, my money was running out, you know, and all that, and I'm thinking, hell, I gotta get out of this place, because nobody's listening to me, you know. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the sun and the moon is going down. And normally when the moon goes down, now that's what I'm waiting for, because when the moon goes down, there's a tide and the fish are gonna bite. Okay, so I'm out there. And in all these negative thoughts were kind of assailing my mind, and I was saying, you know, but then something came to me and says, well, why don't you try and show in a dynamic way what you're trying to preserve? And it was at that time that I conceived a poem called A Grand Tour of Monkey River, in which I would try to show the animals and the wildlife and everything, and at the same time, you know, point out the need to preserve. So I wrote that poem. That poem was called The Grand Tour of Monk River. Would you like for me to share it with you?
Please.
Yes. Well, come. I'll take a grand tour of this proposed preserve with me, and you will savor the splendor of serenity. For a mere glimpse of life's wonders, we'll quietly stalk through nature's hand-hewn park, and we can feel our intimately communicating to our very essence, relating, and in her presence, mortals' hearts can do naught but quiver. And she's always so near up Monkey River, like a fleeing snake. See how the river twists and winds? Not in the least bit concerned with the passing of time, changing, adjusting, at every bend, constantly making amend for the rich flood childs that were born each year, who with unnecessary urgency dash recklessly towards the sea on their sojourns through eternity. In the background, the baboons howl lugubriously. Overhead, Kiskadee and hawk war mercilessly. Iguanas obey their body's command, massage eggs on the bay's hot sand. Bold kingfishers construct their homes in clay bank sides in plain view and with unquestionable pride. It's a picture of bliss, one of perfect harmony, like the way that nature intends it should be. Then we stop at Rupley, dripping with paddles, poised in our hand, and we are surrounded by vast, raw, virginal land, and the water is cool and sweet, crystal clear. But our eyes are fixed on a lone tapir crossing river banks up ahead. Any hunter would have shot him dead in the bygone days when it was yet neglected, but now roaming freely because it is protected. But see yon tall, slender, swaying, evergreen willow trees. How graciously they courtesy to the slightest breeze. Homes they are to scores of living things for whom modern progress cares nothing. And like the tapir, they too have the right to live. Besides, God unto man already give abundantly that he may fill his cup all he can, but use wisely the precious land. And so we'll turn back from here, so we'll take out our rods and catch some fish. It's 15 miles we have journeyed, and I'm sure you must be quite famished. But nature's showcase is so awe-inspiring, one never thinks of tiring, but we can pass here just briefly to swim this golden shawl, and then we'll burn our dry fish to coal, and we'll roast tuba, and we'll sand steamed green banana for supper, and our refreshment will be sparkling coconut water. This bountiful river's status as a nature's preserve is assured. Not only because it is just deserved, but people in our community, working with others in unity, concernedly, and not of themselves alone thinking, the right to life for all, they are fighting to guarantee that no future generation shall come here and find just pollution.
Thank you.
I sent that poem to about three different sources, and in 2 weeks I got a letter from the USAID, and it said, we are going to fund the management program for your nature reserve. So that's how come I got the first, you know, assistance that I'm getting. And but it was so important to me, not because by getting that, then the government, you know, who, as you know, we have just become independent, and everybody wants to show a sense of independence, does not like to be preempted by the Americans or the British or anybody, you know. So they would, you know, they said, well, okay, well, we'll supply you with the technical support from the Ministry of Lands. And so how come we went and walked that area and found out what we wanted to included in our special development area, and we came out with 16,800 acres of land. And I was on what is known as the Land Utilization Authority Committee, and we developed, working with a surveyor, an NGO, village council members, and cooperative people, we formulated the management program that now manages the special development area. And we have zoned Monkey River, both sides of the river, half a mile all the way up to where the two branches meet. That's our area, and that's now a wildlife sanctuary. And since the proliferation of tourism in the area, you know, right above us, 12 miles from Monkey River, is Placencia that I just told you about. And 90% of all the tourists that goes to Placencia go down to Monkey River to take that trip up the river and to take a walk in the in the rainforest. 2 hour walk in the rainforest. Awesome. So well, that's how come, you know. Ah.
Hi.
Hello.
Of course.
A couple of my friends here, you know, from that who have been to Belize and been to Monkey River. And,
I don't know if I keep the recording that I made of that.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Is that this one, right?